These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to our journey. Today is day 85 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. Congratulations if you've come this far, 85 meditations in a row. That is pretty good. That is really good, in fact. Celebrate yourself and please do continue. Of course, these meditations, 100 days, 200 days, 300 days, every day is different. Every meditation is different. Every day is day number one. But to gamify this a little bit, we do these challenges and remember that consistency is key in our meditation practice. And so we do this. So 85 days is pretty awesome. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back and we can start the session. But before, I would like to celebrate you and gift you with a 50% discount on our course. It is a Transcendence in Meditation course. It is a deep dive into transcendence meditation, theory, technique, philosophies too. And if you're one of the first 100 members to join us, you will be entitled to a free one-on-one session with myself. So have a look at that if this is interesting to you in the description below this video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But without further ado, let's start on today's meditation, making sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session. Please do listen to the session until the end. Do what is challenging to you. If reproducing the vibration is challenging to you, then try again. Okay, at the end of the meditation, I will give you a prompt for contemplation. I would like you to do it if you would like to, of course, but I highly recommend that you do. After these meditations, we have this stillness, this peace of mind where we can dig into different perspective and we reflect on the big questions of life and of our existence. So give yourself a little bit of time buffer, making sure you won't be disturbed, meaning turning your phone on flight mode, telling your roommates, your spouse, or your cats not to bang on the door. And let's begin. Sit nice and comfortably, either on a chair, directly on the floor, wherever you're available to meditate, to be sitting with dignity, with pride, with honor. Shoulders relaxed. We start each of these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose, including to yourself. The way we do this is quite easy. We close our eyes, put our hands to our heart. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let go. Let it float away. Put your focus gently back to the sensations in your body. And if you feel like moving, move. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, stay there. Take a few extra moments to get reacquainted to the space that you're in. And while we're there, I would like to share a quote with you from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, who says, "Trying to understand is like straining through muddy water. Have the patience to wait. Be still and allow the mud to settle." And I find this quote particularly appropriate for our meditations and for after our meditations, for our contemplation. So let me know how this resonates with you. And as always, I would like you to take more than one perspective when you contemplate on this quote. You can journal about it after. You can share your thoughts about it after. And really take more than one degree on what is said here. Thank you so much for meditating with me today. Today was day 85 out of 100 daily guided meditation for transcendence. That's really, really cool. So thank you for being here. If you've enjoyed this meditation, please do share them with a friend. Hit the like button. This helps people finding us. Subscribe to the channel. Check the description for all the links for the course, for ways of getting in contact with me, for the free weekly letter and more. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. And until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.